Last time we learned al natilas yadayim, we explained from the Rishonim, there's two core mahalchim how to understand why Chazal are mechayev us in a natila, and to the extent that we make a bracha, although there's an idea of ruach ra, that we're removing the ruach ra from our hands, that's why we wash our hands three times, each hand at least. But in mechayev a bracha, there's two other reasons given, and one is the Rosh. The Rosh says that the main idea is really to clean our hands for tefillah, that it's impossible that a person didn't touch a person's hands are active at night, so a person touched an unclean part of his body, so he needs to clean his hands for davening. To the extent that the Rosh really holds that we don't not make our din, but the Eved, you don't need a kli, you don't need to do a kli like by Suda, but the main idea is to clean the hands. That's one idea. And the Rashba, we said from the Chuvas Rashba, is that when a person wakes up in the morning, he realizes Chadoshim Labukam Rabba Munasecha, that he's totally fresh and given a new day, and that gives him the realization that Hashem gave him that new day for Avodas Hashem, and therefore he washes his hands as an expression of his Hachana for Avodas Hashem, just like the Kohen before he starts the Avodah washes his hands with a Kli. Be'ezus Hashem, I would like to explain this week a little bit, try to understand different ways of understanding the idea, the loshon of al netilas yodoyim. Netila. What's netila? So it means to wash our hands. Really, washing our hands is rechitza. Rechitzas yadayim. So Chazal, in words of Chazal, they used a loshon of netila to describe rechitza. The question is, why? Why? What's wrong with the word rechitza? Rechitzas yadayim. And if they're not going to use the word rechitza, what is about the word netila? What is the word? Where does this come from that we should call rechitza netila? So we're going to try to give several understandings tonight. The first is the Rosh. The Rosh himself in that piece in Brachas and Perek Shi, he really comes along and says that since I explained that the idea of washing hands in the morning is really to clean our hands, so v'roya ha'ya levarach, his words are al nekios yadayim. Really, says the Rosh, I would say that the bracha would be al nekios yadayim, of cleanliness of the hand, not even washing. Elo, however, al shem shetiknu b'netilas yadayim la'achila, by netilas yadayim for asuda, there Chazal instituted to say netilas yadayim, levarach al netilas yadayim, says the Rosh, why over there by suuda, is there an idea to say on the tila? So he says like this, very interesting. Lefi shetzarech lito min akli. A person needs to wash, use a keli. That's the halacha, you need to use a kli. V'hakli, and a vessel, a kli, shmoy natla, b'loshen chazal. Chazal called a kli, which is used for washing specifically, a kli that holds water, a natla. It's Gemara's loshen, a natla. So, therefore, lekach tiknu nami levarach al netilas. So therefore, Chazal instituted netilas yadayim. And I saw the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the way he expresses this idea is that Chazal used the word netilas yadayim lehoyrais to show that there's a halacha that you need a kli. So they called a rechitza a netila in order to show that there's a halacha that you need a kli. And says the Rosh that this is really exclusive to netilas yadayim for seuda. So why do we say it in the morning? So says the Rosh, once Chazal instituted a Lashon of Netilas Yadayim by Suda, they said the same Lashon in the morning by Netilas Yadayim. That's the way he goes. This is very interesting. So I saw in the Sefer HaKsava Kabbalah, in Parasha Shemini, in Perek Yud Aleph, he's bothered by a question. He brings down this Rosh, and he says, I don't understand. He says, what the Rosh says, that Al Shem HaKli Shenikra Natla B'Lashon Talmud, who doichik gadol? It's a very big doichik, such a pshat. Why? Ki lo yitachin loymar. It's not mistavra to say shaharachit shall shame shaharachitza tzricha kli. Since it's true that halacha is that a rechitza needs a kli. Ozvu loshen rechitza sheikras. They went away from the generic term of rechitza. Ubachru loshen netila. They chose a loshen netila al shame ha kli levad because there's a kli. The halach that you need a kli is an added component to the rechitza. When you wash your hands, you need a halach, you need a kli. Okay, so that's a reason to go away from the general, the generic term of rechitza, and to say, in order to teach you a side halacha, you need a kli. He's not. He's bothered by this. So this is his question. Not just okay, good question. Oh, so I would like to suggest perhaps a little bit an idea to maybe explain, understand this rush a little bit better, to answer this problem, perhaps. And that is like this, that really, why is it that we need a kli by Seuda, by the halacha by Seuda? What's the idea? So the Rishonim say different things that we find in the Torah, by Mechatas, that when washing, but different things we need a kli. So an example the Rishonim say is that we learn from a kohen when he washes his hands before that, he uses a kli. I saw in the Aruch HaShulchan, in Hilchas Netilas Yadayim by Seuda, in Kufnun Tes Aleph, he adds another very, very beautiful idea. He says like this, Va'oid, he's coming to explain. He says, Ein noitlin li yadayim ela b'kli shalim. You need a kli for netilas yadayim by Seuda. Says, okay, he brings down the Rishonim, Kedesh yadayim v'raglayim, you need a kli, okay. Va'oid, another element, says the Aruch HaShulchan. The shulchanoi shel adam b'makam mizbech. We know, Chazal, Zegmar, and Chagiga, that a person's table is b'makam the mizbech, right? Bizman, that we have the Beis HaMikdash, the mizbech is mechaper. Now that we don't have the mizbech, the shulchan, a person's shulchan is mechaper. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, u'kimoy shekoydem avoydeb s'mizbech, just like before the avoydeb s'mizbech, ha'yitzorich l'kadish yodav menakir, we need to be mekadish our yadayim from a kiyar, from a kli. K'moikin, so too, koydim achilasai, before a person eats at a seuda, yikadish yodav ayidei kli. Meaning, our shulchan, our table is like the mizbech. It's a mizbech. Bizman hazed, it's a mizbech. Before an avkoyin does the avayda on the mizbech, what does he do? He's mekadish yodav min akli. So too, when before a person sits down to his mizbech, his shulchan, which is b'makom mizbech, a person needs to, it's an avoida, the shulchan is the avoida of, it's like the mizbech, and a person needs the mekadesh yodav min akli. Beautiful idea.
You obviously use
chitza, the koin? What?
The koin
uses... Use a kli, either a ki or a kli.
Did you say a brocha?
No.
Well,
we're not discussing the brocha. We're discussing the idea of why you need a kli altogether. The reason why we need a kli altogether is because we find by the kohen, when he did before he started his aveda, he used the kli. So too, before a person sits down to the shulchan, and the shulchan is like the mizbech, you need a kli. So just a beautiful idea here that a person that before we sit down to the suda, it's an idea of it's like we view ourselves like we're about to, it's like the kayin before he enters comes to the mizbech to do the avodah, when we sit down to our shulchan, which is b'makom mizbech, we need to do the same thing that the kayin does.
How does that answer the
Rosh's
question?
So perhaps this could give a little bit of an idea, perhaps, why Chazal used a lashon of netila over rechitza, says the Rosh, to show you need a kli. And that is because the fact that you need a kli, according to the Aruch HaShulchan, reveals a whole new dimension into our netila. Our netila is not merely, if we would say rechitza, you would think, it's just, okay, it's a halacha that you need to wash your hands, clean your hands. The fact that you need a kli sheds a whole new dimension onto our netila, and that is our netila is we're getting ready for the like the shulchan shel adam is b'makom mizbech. So the shulchan the netila is it gives a whole new idea, sheds light on a whole new idea into our netila. So perhaps that's why Chazal wanted us in the bracha to speak out to hint this idea that we need a kli, because the halacha of needing a kli shows that the idea of netila is not merely to wash our hands. It brings a whole new element to our netila. It's hachana for avodas Hashem. Okay, that's just one idea. Another explanation that is found in why Chazal used the lashon of netila is like this. The Mardchai, fascinating thing. The Mardchai is also in Brachas. In the 8th parak, Ois Kuf Tzadi Beis. Listen to this. Netila, he says like this. Nikras Netila, it's called Netila. Why? Al Shem Shemagbia Yodov. Because the halacha is that when we wash our hands, we spoke about this last week, we raise our hands. And he brings a pasuk to the chsiv and Yeshaya, Vayinatleim vayinasem. Natleim is a lashon of lifting.
Notel.
There's a lashon of lifting up. Beautiful idea. The pasuk is b'chol tzirasim leitzar and Yishaya samachim will test. The pasuk says b'chol tzirasim leitzar and all Kal Yisrael tzaras Hashem is with us. U'malach ponav Hashem, Hashem sends a malach ba'avosay b'chamlasay u'galim, he redeems us with love and compassion. Vayinatleim vayinasim kolim ha'elam. In all the days of time, he's always uplifting us. Vayinatleim vayinasim, different ways of expressing lifting us up. Says the Mardchai, that the reason why Chazal chose a lashon netila is to hint that this idea that we need to lift our hands up and lift the netila is a lashon of lifting. So that's why Yenatleim is lashon netila. This is what he said. Now this also is a little bit bothersome, similar to what the Ksava Kabbalah was asking before. That's a reason. That's true. There's a halakha. You have to lift your hands when you wash your hands. But that's a reason to go away from the generic term of rechita. Well, what's the idea over here? Perhaps we could explain, based on what we explained last week, and that is that the Rashba says, we spoke out, that the idea of netilas yadayim in the morning is our hachana to avodas Hashem. The way we express our hachana to avodas Hashem, we realize that we're created to serve Hashem, so we wash our hands like the kohen that prepares himself for the avodah. And we explain that there's two steps, there's two shlavim, there's two steps to that. That is the rechitza, and then there's the hakbah. We explain that those two steps correspond to our hachana on two fronts, and our avodas Hashem. Our avodas Hashem is mitzvahs, is v'yisim kedoshim, is becoming kadosh through mitzvahs. There's two stages to kedusha. The first is the element of sur meira, which is to abstain from physicality in our actions. And then the next step is the asei toiv, is the doing positive things which elevate our actions to make them fit for Hashoras Hashchina, for Kedusha. And we explain that that's the two ideas. The washing our hands, the Erchatz B'Nekoyin Kapai, the washing our hands is our abstaining our actions and our bodies from physicality. That's washing away physicality. But then there's the next step. We have to reach the next step, and that is now going ahead and the positive, reaching the positive, the Asei Toiv, elevating our hands, elevating our actions, and that's doing mitzvahs, which are divine actions, right? With physical actions, but they're divine. That's how we elevate ourselves, and that's how we're zeich to the Hashoras Hashchina, the Kedusha. So it could be, when Chazal picked the Lashon of Netila, they were specifically alluding that it's not enough for us to just abstain from physicality. We need to, the goal is to reach the next level. Just abstain from physicality is not enough. That's just the first step, I say, Asur Meira. But we need to, the goal is to reach V'isim Kedoshim through Asiyas HaMitzvahs, through elevating ourselves. We need to do mitzvahs and elevate our actions. So they chose a Lashon, a Rechitza would just connote that we need to abstain from physicality. We need to, that's our Hachana for Avodas Hashem. But no, it's much more than that. The goal is to reach the next step, to lift up our actions, and that's the idea of a Natleim. That could be an element in that. Oh, just one thing that according to the Mardchai, there's an interesting thing that we really there's two words that could mean lifting. There's netila, and like the pasuk says, vayinatleim, vayinasem. Right? So why is it that they use the lashon? Very good. We'll get to that in a second. Why is it that they use the lashon of netila? Maybe they should really use a lashon of su'u. In fact, the pasuk that the idea su'u yideichem kodesh, right? The idea of picking up your hands is this idea of su'u yideichem kodesh. So why did they not use a lashon of su'u if that's the idea of lifting and they both mean lifting and the pasuk says su'u yideichem kodesh? So I saw Yoni. You'll be very happy. I saw the Oitzat Tfilas. He's bothered by this, and he says in the Pirush Ian Tfila, he says Umashaloi Tiknu Al Nasiyas Yadayim Kalashon Hakasim. The pasuk says Yudechem Kodesh. So what?
Marry your
hand. So he says Lefi has a very interesting answer. Shahaloshon Hazeh. This Loshon of Nasiyas Yadayim Hayu Miyuchet Etzlam Al Nasiyas Kapayim Leduchan. That word, right? I say, right. The word nesias yadayim or nesias kapayim was miyuchet for them. They use that for duchening, so they wanted to use a different word. That's what he says. Even though the pasuk says su'u, But that's what his answer. But perhaps we could there's an idea here which perhaps could explain this. Why Chazal used a lashon of netila? And this is a big lesson in the idea of kedusha. And that is that there's a tremendous fundamental idea in the topic of kedusha, and that is the Mesillas Yesharim expounds on this in Perek Chavav, and he says the idea of kedusha, inyan hakedusha kafalhu. There's two steps. There's two stages of it's twofold kedusha. Something very unique about kedusha which we don't find other places. What does that mean? What are the two steps? Tchiloso hishtadlos, to acquire kedusha, the first step is hishtadlos, what we do. However, v'soifai matana, the ultimate, to reach ultimate kedusha, we can't do it on our own. It's matana from Hashem. We start, and the rest comes from Hashem. Why? Why is kedusha unique in that regard? He says, because the truth is, what's kedusha? To abstain from physicality, to connect to spirituality, to elevate ourselves. Says the Mesillas Yesharim, but that's against who we are. We are physical. Ki soif soif chomri ubasav adam. We are physical. So to reach the ultimate level of kedusha is something that's not within our reach. We are physical. The kedusha is the antithesis of that. To be totally spiritual, but that's not something that we could do on our own because that's against the grain of who we are. Says the Mesillas Yesharim, that's why kedusha is unique. That kedusha is something that we do our part, and really to attain the true, the ultimate level of kedusha, at the end it really comes as a present from Hashem. It's not something that we could do. And that's what he says, that's Chazal say, Oda mekadesh atzmei ma'at, mekachinoi se harbe. That means that we do the little first step, the little step of kedusha, we try a little bit. Once we start, from Shemayim, Hashem sends kedusha, the rest comes from Hashem. That's something unique about kedusha. It's a beautiful thing, the Malbim on the Pasuk in Yeshaya of Einatlein Einasein. He explains, what's the difference between Einatlein and Einasein? They both mean to like raise up, to lift. What's the difference between the two words? So he says, like this, I'll read his words, in Bir HaMilas. Notal is moira al-hag, rak al-hag bo'a min ha'aretz. It's really just lifting it up a little bit from the ground. Nasa, what's that word? Haroma lemaila roish, even higher, to bring something up even to a high level. One is just to elevate it from the ground. Get it down from the ground. That's the first step. That's vayanatlin. But then there's vayanase. That's to bring it up high. That's what he explains. This. They're both mean to lift up, but they have different connotation. And he explains over there, that pasuk, beautiful. That's what it means. Hashem is vayanatlin menasim kal yisol. Vayanatlin is, he says, Hagbiya menatzari. He lifts us up from hardships. Vayinaseim is lamayla roish b'kovod b'chashivas, that he gives us, not only does he take us down from the ground, the first step, but he elevates us and makes us great. That gives us a lot of honor and glory. That's the idea. Chazal bidafko shows, yes, it's true, the pasuk says, su'i dechem kodesh, to lift your hands. But Chazal, that's the idea. The message is that when it comes to kedusha, we can't do the ultimate level of kedusha. It's Sefer Matana. We just have to do Vayanatlin. We just have to do the first step, Hagbom and Aretz. We got to get ourselves off the ground when it comes to the area of kedusha. So Suyidechem Kodesh, they picked, they changed, Chazal changed and used the Lashon of Netila to bring home this message that, yeah, kedusha is, it's not, we can't do it all on ourselves. We just have to do Vayanatlin. The Vayanasim, the ultimate level of the ultimate Madreg of Kedusha, that comes as a matana from Hashem. Our Avoida is Vayanatlim.
Our job is to get started.
Get started, exactly. That's it. I'd like to end off with one last idea in Atila, and that is that we spoke before that besides what we spoke out from Rosh and the Rajba, there's an idea of Ruach Ra. And that is that when we wash our hands in the morning, we're removing the Ruach Ra. In fact, just as a small hakdama, there's potentially two elements of Ruach Ra in the morning. The Prima Gadam speaks about this. There's one idea is that the night itself has an ability to bring tumah to a person. The night itself brings tumah. But there's another idea, and that's the Zera Kadosh and Pashas Vayeshev talks about this, the Beis Yosef brings it down. And that is that when a person goes to sleep, when a nefesh ha-Yisraeli, when a yid goes to sleep, the neshama leaves. The neshama leaves. The kaychas ha-tumah, the ruach ruah. wants to fill in the void, or wants to take over and go up in the nefesh of the yid, right? So the tumah comes in, and then in the morning when a person wakes up, the neshama comes back, so the tumah leaves, but it stays a little bit, like the stays at the edges, the kitzvah, the edges of the yidayim. That's where it still remains. So we need to remove the tumah from that. So there's two elements. In fact, there's Prima Gadma speaks out that there's a nafkamina. If a person, let's say, sleeps by day, so it's not night, but there is potentially a ruach tumah, right? But if a person's up by night, so you don't have the Zayar HaKadosh because he didn't sleep, but he went through night, so maybe you need to wash his hands. So that's the discussion, and the Machaber is nostopic about this, what exactly is. But there's potentially two ideas to Ruach Ruach. But I'd like to share a fascinating thing I saw in the Sefer Seder Hayyei. Sefer Seder Hayyei says, in Kavonas Netilas Yidayim, he brings down an interesting thing. Based on this idea of removing the Tumah, he says, talks about the idea of removing the Tumah. He says, "V'efsher, perhaps, shall ze nikro netilas yedayim." That's why it's called netilas yedayim. What does that mean? Shenoitel, it's a lashon of hasara. Netila means to take. It's to take, to remove. The netilas yedayim is we're removing the Tumah from our hands. So netilas yadayim is that we're taking away from the yadayim of the tumah. Interesting idea. And you see from the Seder Hayyim, an interesting thing, that we spoke out, from the Paiskim speak out, that the fact that there's an idea of removing tumah from our hands, it would not be enough for Chazal to be mechayev a bracha. And that's why we needed to come on to the other reasons. But you see from the Seder Hayyim, that once Chazal did institute a bracha, they had in mind, in the bracha, the idea of removing the tumah from our hands. And that's why he says, that's the idea of netilas yadayim. Netilas is to take away the tumah from our hands. Very interesting.
That applies also about food then as well, the same?
Like, yeah, that's why we don't... Oh.
Our hands have been maybe touching whatever our bodies during the day, and now we're going to eat.
Yeah, so it's brought down to what there's two main reasons why, and during the day we wash our hands, either srach tumah or... Like you said, the idea of Kedusha, yeah. Oh, so, but really, it goes one more step. And we mentioned that this Zayar HaKadosh and Parashas Vayeshev, the Yisayisah brings it down. The Zayar HaKadosh says an interesting thing. He says, Rabbi Shimon Pasach Varma, Rabbi Shimon opened up on the Pasuk of Erchatz Ben Akoyen Kapai. He talks about this idea that when the Neshama leaves the body, this zuama, the tumah, comes to the person, and he says, "Kshanashama chayzeres al aguf mistalekes azuama hi ki ruach hatumah shayra lein atzeroich etzanisam." But then he adds a lashon like this: "Ukshenoytol yodav kuroi." When a person properly halachically washes his hands, oz then niskadesh v'nikra kadosh. Says the Zayar HaKadosh, not only does the netila remove the tumah, it also enables a kedusha to come to a person. Beautiful idea. It's a positive thing. It's not just taking away the negative. And I saw that in the Sefer Yisoid, Rishayr Shavlida, in Shar Beis, Perek Beis, at the end, he says...
Would that be the neshama that's coming in?
It sounds like the neshama really comes... I'm not sure. Exactly, what is this? But he says an interesting thing, that bevadai chiyuv al adam. It's incumbent on a person levarach bracha zu al netilas yadayim, to make this bracha besimcha rabba vatsuma, with a tremendous simcha. Sheba mitzvah zu kiddush haysanu am haYisraeli. With this, he's based on the Zayar HaKadosh, we get a tremendous kedusha from this mitzvah. And he says a very interesting thing. He writes, "Ubevadai, it's certain, im ha'odim noisen aliba." If a person thinks about it, yargish ba'atzmai, he'll feel in himself, ki koydim shenotal, before he washes his hands, afilu yodav olav kvedim, his hands are like heavy. After he washes his hands 3 times, his hands become a little light. Anyways, this is this idea that not only does the netila remove the tumah, but it also brings a kedusha onto a person. And to the extent that the Yisrael Yisrael Shavayit says that we should make the bracha b'simcha, because this mitzvah is unique, all mitzvahs bring kedusha, but this mitzvah is unique that it gives kedusha to Klal Yisrael. And is it like this? The Seder Hayyim, he writes like this. He writes, "Ukshemavorech al netilas yadayim." When a person makes the bracha al netilas yadayim, yechaven bibrachasai, he should be mechaven with the bracha litol hazuamahi, to take away this tuma, ularchikam al yadav, to get it a distance to this tuma from his hands, kidei lahashro yisalem koyachatayra, that he should be able to mimashra the tayra, the kedusha on his hands. Ubishas hagbaasim, when you lift your hands, okay, he's saying when you lift your hands, yivarech v'yechaven. And he brings the pasuk v'remezal zeh b'pasuk su yidechem kodesh baruchas Hashem. And just we'll end off with this: that based on this idea that the netila has two elements. There's the removing of the tuma, like the zeh kodesh says on the pasuk of erchatz pasuk reb shimon v'omer erchatz ben akoyin kapai. There's the removing of the tuma, but then there's another thing, and that is that we get kedusha from the netila. Like the Seder Yom says, Su Yudeichem Kodesh. And this could give a beautiful understanding. Last week, we spoke from the Rekech. The Rekech says that the bracha of Al Netilas Yadoim has 13 words. Says the Rekech, these 13 words correspond to 2 psukim. The first is, Erchatz B'Nekoyin Kapai, Vasoivavas Mesbach Hashem. And the second pasuk is, Su Yudeichem Kodesh Baruchas Hashem. That's these two ideas. The bracha of netilas yadayim, we're removing the tumah from our hands in the morning. That's the lashon netila. We're taking away hasara. We're taking away the tumah, and also su yidechem kodesh. There's another element that with the netila that brings on kedusha to our yadayim and to ourselves. Thank you so much.